A little bit of a glitch. Good day. I'm gonna just give me a minute. Let me invite my co-host in. I know she's listening. I know this is the Wild One Show. Just give me 1 second, people. We're going to get to it, but I need my co-host on. You know, you're getting. I guess I'm getting used to having her on, so I gotta bring her on. So let me just bring her on. Okay. Just thinking now what I'm gonna do, maybe what I should do is while this is going on. I should just drop you a song. Drop you something. This is the Wild One Show on a Thursday afternoon. Rainy out here. Internet problem or something. We know that it's not regular, okay? But
my dream last night was about Alibaba. He's a 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's Fun. He was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The three blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear today. Teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. Oh, yeah. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. My dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the Piper's Son. He was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duchess to the reggae last night.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this link going, with my co-host. She should be here in a minute. So, all kind of technical difficulties going on right now. But I'll get her in. Let me drop some nice little oldies but goodies, you know, and while we get making this happen, you know. Right? I'll give you some toots on the make. The RS Radio. The radio for the community. It's a Caribbean radio station. Don't forget. Don't forget to support y'all. Yeah, that was our instrumental version of Get Up, Stand Up. I hope you appreciated it. Brother was talking in his guitars as opposed to his vocals, you know, and that's just as good. This is CRS Radio, and it's a Wagwan show. Trying to get my partner in here at some point. I guess, you know, we're trying everything with all this weather right now. In Florida, this is what we call the hurricane weather. From now until November, it's hurricane year. We get rain almost every day, and depending on where you are, maybe it's a bigger part of the day, but it's falling. It's afternoon here now. I'm right here to win. So sometimes, you know how it goes. Because of that, the nets don't make it, you know, ready. They just give us a lot of problems, and this is supposed to be this great thing. But you know what? We got great music going on CRS Radio and the Wagwan Show, so we're not going to worry about that. We're just going to play some music and enjoy life and enjoy what is here for us to enjoy. So, you know, we trying to take things away from that war, because let's look at Spanish Town in Jamaica. I heard over 100 shots fired. Can you imagine that? People don't have money to eat and drink, but they got money to buy bullets. I don't get that one. Where is so much of that coming from on a small island like that? And here comes my partner in music, Miss Johnny. Music and thoughts and words and all the good things. Miss Janet on the move, lovely, welcome. Finally got on, huh?
Yeah, I was listening to you there. Good afternoon, everyone. So, again, once more, another Thursday we are here. As usual, you know, we have different activities, different stories to talk about, many different things. And here in Toronto, I'm out of Toronto. The weather is beautiful. Beautiful weather. Today was 31. I'm not sure if it's changed, but I've been out there. Really, really nice. You know, you've been out, you go outside. Could be a bit hot, too hot as well. Yeah, so I didn't want to really stay out there. I wanted to come back inside. Yeah, so again, we're here another Thursday evening.
Let me interrupt a little bit before you go on. What is this? The weather is flipping. It's nice where you guys are. It's not so nice where I am. When we're supposed to be the ones that attract everybody wants to come to Florida, because Florida got good weather and all of this stuff. No, Toronto got good weather. I'm not saying it's cold down here. It's not cold. But because of the rain, it's a little messy, you know. Nothing wrong with the rain, because I love that, because it grows my plants and stuff in the back, my things that I plant, you know, like food, because I'm into planting food, and I believe in this whole thing where they say we're going to be short of food, because, but anyway, continue. This flip is kind of, some kind of flip.
Yeah, food security, it's always that.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have
how many days can you need it? How many days can you go without eating food?
I've never, you know, I think I must have lasted maybe one day, 2 days. One day. I said one full, really full. Really, really full day.
I see that's why you have to plant, right? Because you love your stomach, so you have to plant.
Yeah. And it's more nutritious when you plant it, and it's way more nutritious than what you buy from the store, you know?
Well, former prime minister had said, grow what you eat, eat what you grow. That's
right.
Michael Mann, right? So, right. And this doesn't apply just for Jamaica. It applies anywhere you are.
World over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week I went out to somewhere out of Hamilton, and I got some callaloo, and you know, I got it with the top part of it that could be cut, you know, and you could cook it. And then I cut off the top and reroot them, and they start to spring up. So I learned something new the other day, you know, when it comes to planting. And then I have a friend in Jamaica was also showing me his backyard with how many things, strawberries, but they're grown in pots. Yeah, and we would say pots, strawberry.
You transfer them out of the pot, because even pineapples, I plant pineapples in the pot. Actually, once you start growing in pot, I just leave them there. You just have to get a big enough pot, and you can leave them there.
Exactly. No, you don't have to, once the pot is big enough, you don't have to transfer it. And a lot of what I've seen him doing, anybody can adopt that. So you don't have to have a big space. Just get some pots and plant things like tomatoes, hot pepper, scotch bonnet pepper, and all these stuff. You know, you could grow them right in your backyard. I was amazed to see on Monday, he was showing me his garden, and this is in Jamaica. I go, wow, you know, backyard. My sister told me that she was planting callaloo on her roof in a tire, right?
Yeah. There's all kind of ways you could do it. It works. You know, the energies are there. That's what the energies of the atmosphere is there for, provide for us to eat and eat healthy.
And the sunlight as well.
Exactly.
That's the main objective there is the sun.
Yeah. We just
we
the people just have to know what to do instead of always following the advertisements you see on TV, all of that, you know, that kind of stuff. Some of those things are not, it's not worth it, you know. It's not worth it. Go ahead.
It's food security. We need to talk food security. What do you have growing down there? Mangoes?
I have mangoes, and I even plant some more lately. I got avocado, or pear, as you might call it in the Caribbean. I have pear. I have sugar cane. I have oranges. I have, sometimes it's easier. Coconut, I have one coconut tree. I have cassava. I have yam. What else do I have? You know what? That's what I could remember right now. Some of the stuff I would really love to plant more. I'd love to have more land so I can plant more. Because I think there's more.
Yeah.
I need bananas or something good to plant too.
I believe that's the key. That is the key for survival these days, right?
Yeah. Yep.
More and more. So everybody, wherever you are, it's all about food security.
Yeah.
So,
well, here's another thing. Here's something that I'm trying to tell people. I know this. Well, this is from my own perspective, my own personal perspective, where I say that they are pricing this out of our market so that this is a way that we can be starved. But you're not prepared. Everybody, every little, you know, every now and then you see a truck driver come down and he says, listen, people, stock up on your food. And I don't know why people think this is some kind of conspiracy when a trucker sitting in his truck and telling you that. Because they're the ones who cart the food from place to place, right around the country, from here to Canada. They send the food, you know, especially over there in Canada, because you guys don't know, you don't have that much. But they're the ones who take it to the supermarket, all of these things, and they're saying, listen, start to stock up, start to plant, start to do what you need to do because there is a possibility of this. They should know. I really don't think nobody knows more than them. The trumpet.
I agree with that one.
So
people
need to open their eyes sometimes.
Well, you know what? They're gonna get it eventually. They're gonna get it. I think we've been spoiled all these years, you know, having everything given or, you know, or be available for us. No, it's evident you're going to the supermarkets and stuff like that. You can't get anything, especially here in Canada.
I don't think over here is a whole lot better, you know. And I'm telling you, it's also depending on where you're living because, trust me, that easy. Sometimes you go there, it's just nothing, you know. I notice I go to BJ's and I buy, when I buy butter, I buy the one with the sea salt. And all of a sudden, that's the best, to me, that's the best one. You know, it's olive oil and sea salt. And for the last 2 months, they have none. They have all the other ones that I can do the garbage, they have that. But they have none. None of the one that's with that. But I'm glad I also get my pressed coconut oil from Jamaica, so I use that, you know. But you have to really put yourself out there. When you come to the health part of it, you really got to look into it because it's not something, you know. We should already know because the most healthy foods cost more money. Cost way more money.
A lot more,
than junk. And the job. But, you know, that is what I go on, and that's what we mean, people, when we, you know, we get on here every Thursday, and we're saying, bring a friend. We pass off the information, and you can also call us. And you believe in what you think at 661-467-2407. They were supposed to set up, I already arranged for 800 number to be set up, so I should be getting on that soon. I think by the end of the month, that should be happening. I call them back again, so we're going to get that. Where, you know, people can call in and don't feel that they're going to be, it's going to be added to their bill. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that the audience can call in, and especially if you're in Canada, you know, because I know the Canadian system is weird. And when it comes to the phone, it's very weird. So,
That is so true. Yeah, and this kind of, you know, I think in the U.S. I've seen services there that taxpayers or individuals can just go right into without being penalized. Well, that's what I think. But here, even to put up a stand on the road corner, you have to get a permit and everything that goes with it.
Well, here, what they've done is they have some, I know that here they have some phone service for people who are on assistance. You understand? Yes, it's here. They've approached me so many times. I'm like, you know, nah. But there's people out there who need it. You know? There's people out there. We should, you know, invest and do things. But we're going to drop a little music to break the, you know, so that you people out there don't get bored, but we have all kind of things to talk about. One of them that I want to talk about, I don't know if you see it when you come back after this music break, is the fact that Uganda found gold. They found about 320 kilos. They hit a gold mine. Enough to change the country. Let's talk about that when I come back. Here's some music. We're gonna Rihanna, you know, a long time when she did her reggae. Here she is doing some reggae. Rihanna, love it.
Yo, this party is pop still.
More time? The music's too low.
I'll make him turn it up.
She's actually Jamaican, she's not African, and I'm going to get the vibe with her. Afrobeat night, we're starting up this Afrobeat, you know, it's going to be big, it's getting, it's, watch me, people, we're going to get into this really, really, really big. It's at Club 1828 at 5110 North 48th Street in Tampa. So those who are listening to me from right here in the region, Orlando, You can get here. Listen, as far away as Fort Lauderdale, we're opening at 10 to 3 in the morning. It's celebrating Black Excellence. June Afrobeat Night. Club 1828, located at 5110 North 48th Street, Tampa, Florida. Okay, as we were saying, you know, on this keeping with the African tip the same way. Did you see that information going around? I think this viral on the internet about Uganda in gold.
Yes, I saw that million of dollars. I just saw that today.
Trillion, about 12 trillion in value.
That's amazing. And talk about that in Ghana and gold, and you know, there's so much happening. Because this has nothing to do. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but at the same time, we have a currency. So imagine if more of this can go towards the Lumi. You understand?
Right.
Yeah, then it's going to, because the Lumi is backed by gold and solar energy, which is out of Africa.
Right.
And if they find more gold, that means that we'll be doing great economically.
We'll be doing great.
Yeah.
$12 trillion is the value of that. That's enough to turn Uganda around. But we know what happens 90% of the time. We know what happens. That is the fear.
Well, they're going to have to find ways and means to protect what's rightfully theirs. You know, simple as
but
that.
But I have a question once I saw that. I asked a brother from the Cameroon tonight, you know, he's actually, you know, the one who put me on with this Afrofest, you know. We're here organizing some things together. But I said to him, well, Uganda was the place that they about Idi Amin.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went in there. So what are they going to, you know, you have to be thinking, okay, we know that they're not going to let you just go like that. They're not going to. What about the Chinese, who most likely the Ugandan owed some money as well too? What about them?
You know what? Each one of these individuals and entities, whatever they are, they already have systems that they had put in place. Right? So it's a matter now to figure out the systems. And because it's been so many years and, you know, it's like people's minds are controlled, you know, over this system that they have really put into place, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of persons to understand what's going on. It's going to take a long time.
It's a shame, but it's enough to really change the black world.
Yeah.
How we see a place like Uganda, you know, and even the surrounding countries will benefit just the same.
That would be amazing, you know.
Yeah, of course. No more Du Bois and no more all of these political fires. I know they're probably gonna get mad at me for saying stuff like that, but that's supposed to be ours, you know. It is ours. Not supposed to be. But, you know, I'm gonna just leave it at that. I really think it's a good find.
Just have to leave it where it's at and, you know, move on.
Yeah
but
we should.
So many resources that we're losing out on, you know, we've lost out on, I should say.
Yeah. Too much. It's time for it to switch around right now. Time for it to have a different feel, a different representation, a different ending, you know? A different beginning and a different ending. Time. Anyways, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you some music, a little bit calm, mix the music a little bit with the talk. This is the Wagwan Show with Poetic Sam and Janet on the Move, Lumley. We're here chatting away. And like I always say, you can join in the chat, 661-467-2407. We're here. Come on down. Barry Salmon. Come on down. It's CRS radio thing. I don't know why this thing is going on, giving me trouble right now. What is going on? Music is supposed to be playing. It's a CRS radio thing. I don't know what's going on here. I hope it's not the internet with this weather, but something is not playing. I guess we can continue to dialogue, Janet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There are quite a few things happening. So I saw an article from BlogTO. So the City of Toronto, they have a blog, and from that blog, there's a ship that you can take from downtown Toronto straight to Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Toronto. And then it shows you the route, like, that the ship would travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that is unique. 16 days.
It takes 16 days?
No, it's a 16-day tour.
Oh, with what else? The other places they're going to stop.
Right. So, they're going to be docking into... The first stop they will be stopping is, Quebec. That's the first stop. And then it goes... So, they're traveling on the Great Lakes from Toronto to Florida. Yeah. So it goes from, Trois Rivières in Quebec. Then it goes to Quebec City. Then it takes you over to Nova Scotia, over to New York, Virginia. Huh?
I knew Nova Scotia was going to be in there. Because you know what I think, even though I interject, and you know what, finish, then I'll make the point. Go ahead. Where else?
Norfolk, Virginia, then Charleston, South Carolina, and then Fort Lauderdale.
Come down here, come back across.
It's a 16-day tour.
You know what just popped in my mind?
It's not cheap, $15,000.
Yeah, because you're going to live on a ship for 15.
But it starts next September next. What the cruise will set sail on two dates. September 15 and 26 into 2023. Okay. So it's ready to go from this September to the and the 26th, two dates in September. I'm not... The sailing seems okay because they'll be docking into different ports. It's almost $16,000.
I think the money is too much.
Unless
they do it for certain type of people. There's not very much people are going to be able to afford that.
That's it.
But there's another point. Here's my point. Reminds me only because it's starting out of downtown Toronto. It reminds me of the, what do you call it, with Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad.
The Underground Railroad.
Yeah. You know, that's why Nova Scotia got so many black folks, because it came to Nova Scotia. I read that it also came as far as Burlington, Ontario. That was it. That's where they stopped. They didn't come up to Toronto.
Yeah, but they go over into St. Catherine as well.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
But you know what? We may probably say the price is too much, but there might be people out there who will pay it.
We'll do it. Mm-hmm.
Especially with the rate of how the cryptocurrency is going.
Mm-hmm.
And you can soon start use crypto to make some of these purchases.
It's been used in a lot of ways.
Huh?
Not being a loony, but cryptocurrency is being used in a lot of ways.
Yes, and talk about that. Did you see how much Bitcoin fell?
No, I didn't. I could actually look right now.
That's about 17%. Like, they lost something like how much billions of crypto.
You know what? That's true because I had, 21,000.
It was 50.
Huh?
It was 50,000 the other day.
Yeah. Because I have money into it. My money is less than half of what I had in it.
Oh, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's less than,
yeah.
And less than 50.
Yeah, so that is the thing, because it reminds me of stocks. It's reminding me of stocks. This trading thing. So people have to now be watching their, literally sitting and minding their cryptos and all this.
Because
as soon as it jumps, people are going to start selling or buying.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I don't even pay a lot of attention to it. I have it in there. That's exact Bitcoin. But I have some other offerings. And somebody told me about another one that's coming up. It's a coin and it's rising. And I'm telling some of the people, you need to buy some of these things. Cause of course, you know, crypto is the biggest, but there's going to be replacements. There's going to be others.
There will be other ones out there. This is why they're making the Lumi the base currency in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So that currency, it's a base, and then from there, you can now convert it to like the USX, which is the U.S. trading, or it depends on the country that you're in. So that's what they're working on. We had a meeting today. Not only that, the website as well, once you, and this is for, so people who's new, you can sign up, but you wouldn't be able to get your Lumi fully because they're trying to migrate the other people that's already registered. So they're reaching out to individual who already has an account and said, let's jump on it. Once you get into the platform, you're able, if you have a website, for example, you're able to copy and paste your website into a place there that is made for that. And then from there, you can start having traffic come into your website because it's global. So it makes it open to everybody. So if you have a business, you can register on there, or if you are a client, customer, I went on there, I saw Lascelles, tin mackerel on there. I saw,
what?
Yeah, I saw flour. Everything is on there now. So now they're looking for merchants, you know, so your products can sell and people can just buy it. But whichever country you're in at the moment, it will be great because then you could register on the platform to become a shipping company. Because when these products are purchased, they're going to need to be delivered. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're looking for as many, we're looking for merchants or vendors on there. We're looking for shipping companies, courier service, because this is where it's heading. So there are a lot of products on there, a lot, but at the same time, we need the drivers now to deliver the product. Right, so one of the things that they're talking about a lot, that is going to be creating employment, and it will generate employment.
It's on the side in a different, really unique. That's the word.
Yeah, it's a unique system, and, you know, when we, for the
I
past
think that's
2 years.
What we need. Yeah,
for the past 2 years, we've been telling people. This is a free platform. So what they did, they stuck by their words and said they're giving every person from Africa or of African descent an opportunity to sign up for this currency for free. Because after that, you won't be getting any more stimulus. And, you know, it's going to come with monthly fees and services, guys. So I'm encouraging everyone to please sign up for the Lumi. There's still how many months to go? October, that's one. So we have maybe about, I don't know, 17, 18 months remaining, right, to still get your free stimulus. It's equivalent to $100 US every month. And every month you're getting that. And they've been begging people to please sign up because as of October 21st, 23rd next year, we don't know what's going to happen, but there's going to be more to it than what we're thinking. Doesn't take anything to just go in. At this moment, they're not even asking for IDs anymore. Okay. Right? You just go in. It's just a simple process. Your name, you have to have a valid email address and a valid phone number because a lot of communication they either will be doing it by text message or by telephone or by email. So jump on board, guys. Jump on board. Sign up for this currency. Sign up for it because we have a little bit over a year remaining. Get with it. Doesn't cost you nothing to join.
I think I need to be a little more active with it. I see it. Like, the meeting, there was a big meeting this week, right? There was a meeting this week, right?
Earlier. Today, yeah.
Yeah. And I think I was on the road.
Well, you don't have to worry too much because you're already a member.
I'm a member. Yeah. But, sometimes I need to express, or inform others a little more about it.
Yes, and so that's what we need. We're looking for vendors or our courier service operators. We need vendors and customers as well because you may go on.
Right.
It could be your one-stop shop where you get your flour, your rice, everything. You don't even have to go to Walmart or any of those stores. You can get direct orders from Africa. Right. A lot of people in Africa, it's giving you the opportunity now that you can get your product directly from Africa based on how they're setting up the system. It's a unique system that they're setting up.
We do need a change from this, what we've been going through over the how many hundreds of years, and there's no benefit, no But the health factors are getting worse and worse and worse. We need a change. We need something to change what we're into. I don't even know what we're into. I'm going to see if this music will play again. Try to play some music for the folks so you don't get bored or even, we need you to listen. And as Johnny said, join. And as I always say, support. They're all the same thing. We just need to get on the ball with all what we're doing. All right, let me see if it's playing. Somehow, I don't know why the music is not playing. Something going on with the music part of this whole thing. I don't know. It's really crazy. But we have so much information. And, we discuss things, so it's a good thing we are like that, or else we'd be dead trying to deal with the music right now, because the music is not coming to, for whatever reason. I guess it's probably the weather. It shows that it's playing, but we're not hearing anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. Yes. I must hit on the state of Jamaica, where it is in Spanish Town, where there was over 100 shots fired in the vicinity 2 days ago. 3 people died. But they also put up something on about soldiers in Spanish Town, and were told by someone who lived there and someone who lived in front of one of the people who got shot, that whole stuff they put up on. I don't know why are they doing these things? They put up a bunch of soldiers marching in Spanish Town, and that's not true. That's an old picture they put up and said that's what's happening in Spanish Town. Why are these people doing these things?
Yes, the news is getting out of control. Media. Is getting out of control. Did you see, remember, there was a picture going around showing that snow was falling in Jamaica? Did you see that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
And everybody thought that it was true.
Well, we should all know that that's not, especially us, like Canadians.
I know, but some people, many people believed it, though. Because people are vulnerable. People believe anything. Yeah, they did believe that took place.
Well, it's true right now, you can tell they're up there telling them that it's $5 for a gallon of gas, and they go in and pay it. They don't complain. They don't revolt. Nothing. $5 for a gallon of gas. Think about it. 1 gallon. Over $5. How far can 1 gallon of gas take you?
Where is that?
Over here.
Yeah, no, over here is 2 something.
Yeah, but you're paying per liter, which is what? Half or a little bit over half of a half a gallon? It's not even a full gallon. So you guys are paying for for a gallon, if it's not half, it's going to take at least 2 to 2.5 to get one. You're double that, almost triple that money that you're paying, almost 3 times, and you'll get equivalent to what we're paying over here, $5.29, $5.30 for mid. I'm not talking stupid, mid. That is crazy.
Yeah, but people, just like with the truckers that they did that convoy thing, people should start protesting.
Yes. Nothing. Everybody just take it down, drive it. Even though, they could do little things like instead of you have 4 cars in the yard, you only drive one, so you do less. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The people just accept it and move. And just keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Who knows the need so many cars?
Well, you should see some drivers over here. 4 to 6 cars in the driveway.
Wow.
Get up in the morning and look. Every one of them jumping on cars. So some of these people are going to, let's say, for example, if you have students and they're going to college, they're going to the same college and they'll drive 2 cars up there. Because I want to go someplace when I'm done. And I don't want to bother my, I want, feel independent. All these stupid things that doesn't have nothing to do with real survival. Doesn't make sense, but you can't tell them that. They give you all the excuses in the world.
It doesn't make sense to you.
Right. You're right. It doesn't make sense to me. Right. Absolutely right about that.
People are so vulnerable to situation,
Yeah.
But we really design it, and that's how we have to live with it. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And even the, what's your take on the festival competition?
Where they're saying that it's not. You know what? That is real crazy. Either
yes,
they should have.
They overrule that.
Really?
Yeah. So they're gonna be looking for 7 more songs. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You know.
Yeah.
That's some good
people. They're giving them another week to, for final. Like people want to participate. They're
right,
giving them another
right.
to submit their work.
I don't know
what could be so bad, with those songs.
Well, because they're probably not representing, they're the more like.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
State of the dancehall and all of that. Everybody still think that that's the best. Thing and because it's popular, you never know with those things. Some people, the young ones probably want to come in, but they don't want to do the old thing. They want to do their own new thing, and because there's a state of change might not be the best word to use, but it's the most appropriate one you can use right now. In terms of the music that's going on in Jamaica, it's not right. It's not conducive. I guess it's not conducive to what we always know and hear. So we look at it as being that. But the younger ones are saying, "This is it. This is what we believe in. This is what we learn. This is what we hear every day." Some of the stuff they're talking about that we're saying. It's not something that none of us like or we think should be, on the airwaves, on the internet, but they're saying that is what they're seeing. That is the reality that they're living. They're only giving you the reality of what they're living.
And I do believe from the initial stage of when the transition were going on, those people who had a say at the time should have ensured that when the music are going to be made, to ensure that just like all this festival committee now trying to pinpoint and said, okay, yeah, this doesn't sound good, that doesn't sound good. So initially when they started out with it, because remember, it came from Mento. What were the different levels? It comes back. It goes back
Mento.
To it.
Reggae,
right?
Dancehall.
But then reggae now comes out of it. You have the dancehall component, and it's there now,
right,
at dancehall, right? So if it, and then when the music, like the producers and all the people that are involved in making that decision in terms of doing the CDs and the records, they should have stepped in and said, no, this is not worthy. Like here, when they create a song and even a local artist take it to the mainstream radio, they're saying they can't accept it, right? Because it's not Canadian worthy to be played on the radio. And that's
right.
How they block many of our artists. So I do believe out of Jamaica with the reggae, they should have eliminated a lot of things before, decades after. So now there's so many of these records out there that's been made, and you know, they're saying, no, it's not good for radio, it's not good to go internationally. They should have judges from the get-go. There should be a panel of people there when these music are being made, like certain qualities that in the music that they should be putting out. And I think that's a perfect example why they made the decision this year not to enter any of those competitors, but 123 of them, and they only chose 3.
That's not even 1%.
You know, and then they're saying that some of them sounded like they used their cell phone to record, and it causes a lot of things.
But then also the money part of it makes some of the realness get out of it, because everybody trying to get the money. They're not trying to be real, you know, and saying they're saluting their country. You know, not like that. It's more about, hey, can I get this and, you know, go get the money. You know, remember. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying what they spoke about. Somebody, I was listening to they had a conference and one of the, I think Radio Oath Media was saying that is it because of money, right? Why they're not able to deliver this year? And they said, no, it's not the money. So $1 million is $3 million. So $1 million goes to the producer, another million goes to the songwriter, and another million goes to the singer. Some of the music, they have to send it back. The ones that they decided to choose, they have to send it back to the producer to kind of, the mastering doesn't sound good. It just comes with a lot.
Well, recording is a lot. That's why you got to make sure when you're going there, you know what you're going there for, you know, what you're supposed to sound like, et cetera, et cetera. But some people just take, that's how people are. They take advantage of this. They take advantage. So they say, well, they didn't give us no rules, so we're just sending anything we want to. As long as it's music, they think it's okay, because a lot of stupid music is playing over there called it stupid music, you know. Music that don't mean nothing is playing out there. And I guess they figure, well, if they accept those, they can accept mine, you know. When the entity that you belong to is nothing. I just don't understand how they think, you know, that it's only one little way. But I don't understand that. I guess maybe it's not for me to understand.
I wouldn't understand it either. It's too much.
Well, maybe what they should do then is expand it to Jamaicans living abroad.
Jamaicans living abroad?
Yeah, to go to enter into the festival song competition.
Yeah, but Jamaican abroad. I'm not sure how well that would perceive. Unless they're, you know, they're good, you know, they have good qualities in the music. It also has to do with the sound system, like the, if they're using a band. It comes with a lot of work.
It does. It does.
So, and then you have other people who are not Jamaican, but do excellent with music.
Yeah, I understand that, but what I'm saying is a Jamaican festival, so Jamaican people are the ones that are supposed to benefit from that.
I know, but it's not.
The Trinidadians don't do it, the Guyanese don't do it, all of that, but why should we, you know, succumb to that then, just because there's so many people who want to be Jamaican, act like Jamaican, do Jamaican things, you know. If we were to follow all of that, we wouldn't be doing nothing, because there are a lot of people that do Jamaican things. Some of them, you don't even know that they're not Jamaican. They're really good at it. So.
True, because they act like it.
Well, there's some of them also, then you remember there's also those that married to Jamaica. And this is something that I've always said. I've always said that I believe that whenever two people get together from different environment, meaning, let's say two island people get together, one of those persons is going to have to accept a culture or a way of life from the other. They never, I don't know if you ever noticed it, but go back and look again. If two people are from different cultures, one of the persons has to accept the other's culture and use and do most of what they do. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's no specific determination. That is something I know that psychologically happens.
So basically what you're saying,
yeah,
in terms of the culture.
Right. Yeah.
Other people.
It's like.
Other people are using in the culture, you know, benefiting in many ways, and people who should be there not getting the privilege or the opportunity.
Yeah, that's one thing, but I'm saying, I think it goes even a little, well, I think it's psychologically deeper than that with what I'm saying, is that somebody, let me give you an example, and you know, I wish it would be so good to have other input into this. Let's say the food that us Jamaicans eat. Somebody get married to a Jamaican, and 90% of the food that they eat will be Jamaican food, because one other person likes Jamaican food. Oh, they like it too, but because they're married, whoever prefers the Jamaican food gets it fixed, let's say 5 out of 7 days a week, perfectly. Nothing's wrong, everything, you know, everybody for them do things and happy with the result. Very happy. That's what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
Take a look into any two cultures you see together. Take a look and you'll see. One dominates the other. Never the two never can live in a separate fashion in the same place that they live. one dominant God.
And I do believe that it's just, I do believe you can live, like if you have a Jamaican in a room, a Trinidadian in a room, I believe that we all can live as one, but with conditions. You know what I mean? Because when it comes to culture, we all use our different cultures, eh? So to adopt into a culture, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time.
Yeah, right.
But I do believe that we can adjust. So if, say, I don't know, six different cultures move into one room, it's going to take them at least a year or more for the culture to kick in.
Yeah, I remember on a social basis, though. A social basis. I'm talking, let's say, two people decide that, you know, a male and a female decide that they're going to get to a Jamaican and a Guyanese, or a Guyanese and a Trinidadian, whichever, you know, a Saint Kitts, somebody from St. Kitts and somebody from Barbados, one Canadian with a black American, black person from, say the Caribbean, and you over here as well, you know. One of those, in every single case, one of them decides what is the dominant. Dominance for culture, and sometimes they don't even do it. It just automatically happens because one dominates the other.
I would say yes, but on the other hand, it can be in a way where everybody can work on
work
one
together.
Accord. Yeah.
Yes. Most of the time,
we don't want to.
Well, there. Sometimes they make it, sometimes a lot of times those who are mean well for each other, they make it work by saying, "Well, I'm not gonna do yours all the time." Not even, it's just automatically they should realize that. You know, I'm always eating this kind of food, or I'm always going these kind of places, et cetera, that belongs to others, you know. And just when they go to, you know, chop or whatever they want to do with whatever they're doing, they decide, oh, well, I'm not going to do it all in my, from where I am. I'm going to give my partner some form of credibility or meaning to do theirs just as well, because most of the time, especially when we're from the Caribbean, a lot of the stuff is pretty much the same. And I think that's
yes,
another
and it's not just the Caribbean. You have other cultures.
No,
who,
anywhere.
Other cultures here in Canada here who have similarity to our culture in terms of the food that they cook. Over here, I think one of the biggest issues is language.
Language.
I think that could be the downfall for cultures to come together. And I think sometimes that's why they outnumber us. Because they're planning where you cannot understand the language. So the only way that you can be effective, you'd have to understand what they're saying and know somebody that knows what they're doing and can come and translate it to you. So you can now understand what they're talking about. Sometimes it's just a simple matter, right? When it comes to culture. So socially, that's another difficult thing here to deal with. When you're with social justice. It's very difficult to understand it. Very difficult to understanding someone. So that's the only drawback I have why I would say certain cultures will dominate. And then even within your own culture, sometimes they know your own culture, and it's in every culture too. They will know of something and they're not even letting you know. Right? So, you know, it's just weighing the scale. It's like, where's the balance? You know, you have to find the balance.
Got to find the balance. There's the relationship.
And once you can find the common denominator, algebra, for example, our fraction. I don't know if you remember that. With the you have the common denominator, right? That you have to figure out how many times does this number go into this number, right? So it's probabilities, I think they call that. So in cases like those, you have to look at many factors when it comes to culture. And working together. However, like if you have like the Caribbean people, or even in Jamaica, for example, we all understand the language because there's nobody there that speaks our patois. Right, you have different level of it, but it's all the same. No, so there, and we weren't taught to read. The only thing we were taught is English. We weren't taught in school patois. That is something that is, you know, you learn from home, right? And you just continue. So it's funny enough, we're taught, I think, Spanish and English in school. But we weren't taught the patois language to read it or anything like that. So culture, I don't know. That's a tricky topic. Dominating.
Very
careful. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it can be a healthy topic because there's a lot of offshoots of it, you know, like, is that the reason why some of us don't get along? Because culturally we think we're different, but we're really not. And I would say so for Caribbean, more so, you know, it's not only, but more so that, because we tend to find, just like when, when you ask some people like, you know, who your family or what did you see them look? Let's say you see somebody with a brown skin, real brown skin. Are you mixed? Yeah, I'm mixed with Chinese. I'm mixed with this. I'm mixed with that. Everybody always tell you who they mix with before you find or even make an attempt to show them. And I dislike that. I think it's don't serve any purpose. I don't think so.
Serve any purpose to you.
CRS Radio. CRS Radio, you're listening to the Wagwan Show. We have been doing nothing but discussions all night because our dashboard somehow is not working. So I hope you're not bored and I hope you're enjoying the conversation as much as we are. Yeah, the show is called Wagwan. We don't usually talk this much, but we wanted to.
I really would have gone.
Keep going.
Really would have gone.
So,
in the beginning we spoke of the trip or the cruise from Toronto to Fort Lauderdale. I think September 25th. To 26, and it's about, you're looking at about $16,000 for that, right?
Canadian.
I think specifically that cruise is mostly for Canadians, right? Because people can get the ship picking up at these different spaces, you know?
Because
it's about 7 stops, 8 stops they have to do within 16 days. However, right, yes, so we have that cruise now that will be leaving out of Toronto in September, which would be perfect timing because then it starts getting cold, you know, chillier going down in September over November. But what about Saturday? Toronto is going to come alive with Durham Caribbean Festival starting at 12 o'clock. So, and guess what, people? It's free admission. Free admission on that day from 12 to 8 p.m. You know, so if you're planning to come to Toronto, perfect. You'll be coming right to watch and, you know, participate and just be a part of a big Caribbean community here. This event's been, this is the 11th or 12th year, but they're taking it now to Little Jamaica. It has always been in another part of the city. Now they're taking it into the Black community. So if you're here, I'm not sure if you're familiar with some of these artists, but you have Jimmy Reed on it. You have Steel. Yes. Oh, Chef Selwyn Richards will be the chef there, international chef, great chef. Food, always exceptional. Gone to a few events and they hired him to, you know, be creative and do what he does. And he always do a good job. So he will be here at the festival this year doing his thing. Then, so there will be food, Caribbean food. So if you like your roti and whatever other stuff you like, it will be there. There will be live entertainment. So I just mentioned about Steel and those guys will be performing. If you're looking for different kind of clothes and stuff like that, there will be a boutique marketplace. Prizes, I even hear that they were giving away money. So prizes and giveaways. And we'll have some costumes. People will be actually wearing costumes at the event and much more. There's that event, which will be happening 2 days, Saturday, June the 25th, which is next Saturday, and Sunday, June the 26th. Also, we have the International Women Achievement Award. That now will be happening on that day, on the 25th of June. It will be happening about 8 o'clock that evening. One goes right into the other. Again, that's a prestigious event, you know, just nice. It's an award show. 2 years ago, I was fortunate to, I was one of the recipients on that award 2 years ago, just before COVID. So it's a great award. You know, you dress up, you see other people there, women receiving awards. There will be food, $120 for the tickets on that one. And then you have Afrofest coming up next month, the 9th, plus other events in the city. So if you're coming to Toronto this year, you're not going to be bored. There will be a lot of things happening. Just come in the summertime. That's what I'm going to say. Hello?
Are you here? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, don't look like you. You are saying that that one got away from me. You were saying, what was the last statement you made?
Oh, basically, I was just talking about the other event, the International Women Achievements Award, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. No, 2 years ago, I was one of the recipients at that award. And, you know, for the first time since the lockdown, they will be hosting the International Women Achievers Award, which brings in a lot of women. Women get recognized or acknowledged for the work that they're doing in the community. Oh, yes. So Father's Day. Right. I'm going to say a big shout out to all the fathers because we won't be on Sunday. So, you know, we send out Happy Father's Day greetings to all dads, fathers out there in the world. You know, you have to be recognized because, you know, the emphasis is always on Mother's Day. Mother's Day. You know,
oh,
to
yeah,
all
definitely.
The fathers out there. You know, so this Sunday, I'm having my business networking opportunity event where we'll be featuring the father. So every speaker on the platform this year, this month, will be a father, a dad. And they will be talking about, you know, many of them are talented. We have a author, we have a doctor, we have musicians. These are all fathers, and they will be sharing with us their journey as, you know, what it means to be a father and, you know, how involved they are in their children's life and also, if, you know, if you're a grandparent, big up yourself as well because we need that encouragement. So, you know, I'm reaching out to all the fathers. Once again, Happy Father's Day when it comes.
All right. Thank you, sister. Yes, I'm a father, so I guess I'll be there. You know, I'll be partaking online wherever we are. Just recognize the same thing like this Juneteenth Afro Fest that's here in Tampa. That she was talking about Toronto. Now I'm talking about Tampa. Juneteenth Afro Fest, Afrobeat night. You know, celebrating Black excellence. Saturday the 18th, of course, the same Saturday, which is Father's Day. And we also have our artist, Princess Kali. We will be at Club 1828, 5110 North 40th Street, Tampa. You can also get VIP tables or text 813-451-0383, 813-382-4293. So there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of entertainment opening up because things are getting back in full swing. And that's the reason why we need to really now understand how to fend for ourselves as we see from the past happenings, what, 2 years, pretty much. We really need to get some things done, right? So come on out. Whether you're in Canada or whether you're in the U.S., you can... There's things going on. There's much more going on than we know. So the little bit that we're telling you, try to get there. You know, let's support. Let's start supporting. Let's start putting it all out and, you know, enjoy ourselves for ourselves. You know, we're not doing it for somebody else. You're doing it for yourself. And just, you know, safely enjoy yourself. You know? Yeah, I've never talked on a whole almost two-hour show before. This is the first time. This is the first time it has happened. By ourselves. No audience support. And this is the reason why we ask for your support, because things like these can happen. I'm sure there's things you would like to hear, you'd like to say. So don't be afraid. 661-467-2407. Or just comment on Facebook wherever you see us. We're trying to get an 800 number. I know that's going to be even something we have to teach everybody to get used to, just the same way we are doing now. But let's just keep supporting and learning about what we can do for each other all the time. I'm still trying to see if the music will play, but no go. But I don't know.
That's the key there. Support, guys. We need the support.
Yeah. Yep, there's many things we've talked about tonight that support. The Lumi is always supported. Support the endeavors of what we do together. Things we've plan that's business-wise, things we have organized that entertainment to keep everybody entertained, whether it be through live music or going on the show, whichever way it is, just let's do these things together so we can have a better place for all of us, especially the kids coming behind us. You know, we really need to have that happen. We really do. So what do you say, John, in about another, let's say, 10 minutes or so, we can probably wrap it up, you know?
Let me check the time.
It's 8:38.
As it relates to, you know, the state of African diaspora and the Jamaica Luminaires, which, if you've been following us, you probably hear this name how many times, the Jamaica Luminaires, which is in Jamaica, which somewhat works with the government, you know, to bring out some of their mission, like, you know, to build economics, empower people in the country where they are. So I was with that organization. So now that contract for me ended, but on a good note, that now we can have a similar system like the Jamaica Luminaires here in Canada. You know, it gives us the same leverage where we can now try to connect our people to Africa easy through the mission that's going to be placed in here. So hoping that we're open by September, we should be up and about with it. Well, right now, you know, we're doing some groundwork to make it happen. So again, guys, anyone needs to get more information on the Lumi, all the benefit that it comes with and so forth, give me a call. I'm on WhatsApp, right? 647-760-9294. You can reach out to me or any one of the social media. It's in my name, Jeanette Lumley. DM me. If you need assistance with completing your Lumi application on the connect.swiffen.com platform, please, I'm here to help. Give me a call, and I'll definitely will assist you on how to get your Lumi wallet, because it's not even an account. It's going to be a wallet, because that's the term now we have to use, wallet, not account anymore. It's a wallet. So to get your Swiffen wallet or your Connect wallet, join us. There are many ways, you know, you can sign up. If you're on social media, to type in Swiffen, SWISIN should bring it up, and so forth. Let's get on board. Start. You know, the change is coming. It's coming. Let's get on board.
Yeah, well, I don't know if people, the audience, everybody don't understand that these things start out a certain way and after a while it changes. It always does. Every single one of them never remained the exact same from the beginning. It also changes.
That is true. So whatever it is, you know, we have to jump on it, because I don't want to hear, oh, if I had known, it's going to be too late.
It's a famous phrase. If I was a bottle and sell it, I'd be a millionaire by now. So, with that being said, we are in the process of just winding down. You know, you got a lot of information, a lot of invites, and do as much as you can, speak as much as you can, go ahead and tell each other. And come back here on Saturday when I'll be talking again about that Afrofest, which is happening on that night. And I'm going to be there as a host. I'm not the host for the night, but I will be hosting as well. That Afrobeat night at 5110 North 48th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610, Club 1828. We're having an Afrofest night, okay, at 5110 North 48th Street, with artists happen. We thank you for, listening to us, being attentive, although things are just so different from where it's ever been. Never been like this. I don't know why, but I know if I was to shut down everything, we'd shut off everybody. And, next time, I think I'll figure out what to do. This was a first, and I think I have an idea. So I'll make sure it never happens again. All right? So, catch you on Saturday, 12 till 2, when I'm there with the musical turntable.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Yep. Thank you. That's out of Canada, and I'm out of Florida, USA. We bid you good night and have an awesome weekend. And don't forget, Saturday. And all the fathers, don't forget, I'm on your side. Gotta be. I'm a father as well. All right. We'll see you, folks. Thank you for listening to us. Another Thursday again at Wagwan Show.
Bye. Thank you.